Well, good morning to you all. It's my privilege to welcome you to Partick Trinity and to our service of worship. It's great to have you here with us in person, and also to know that there are others joining us from wherever you find yourself, at home, on holiday, looking at a screen. It's great that we can come together on a Sunday and praise God. Just to remind you, it's still the case that we're being asked to keep our face coverings on, including while we're singing, though that may well be changing quite soon. And we just continue to be considerate to one another, knowing that we all face different circumstances as we come out of lockdown. And again, once more, just a reminder that I'd be delighted to speak to anyone who would be interested in joining the church, or aren't sure what that means, but would like to have a conversation about what it does mean and might mean for you. So please don't hesitate to speak to me in person at the end of the service, or to send me an email. My email address is up on the screen. Now, this is hot off the press. It has been noticed that it's about this time of year where we used to have our church weekend away, and for many people that was a highlight in the year, the chance to spend time together, all ages and stages, somewhere else, somewhere beautiful, enjoying one another's company. And that was such an important thing. It's been a real sadness that it's not been possible the last few days. So here is a proposal to you, that just in a couple of weekends' time, that we have what we're calling the Partick Trinity Weekend In. Some of the details still to be ironed out, but we're going to have a quiz on the Saturday evening, so from about 7:45. And then on the Sunday, after our usual Sunday morning service of worship, the suggestion is anyone who would like to, anyone who can get there, that we head off to Mugduck for a picnic. It may well be a Scottish picnic in the rain, but whatever it looks like, it would be great to do that together and enjoy being there. So more information to follow, but just to get those dates in your diary ASAP. And anyone is welcome to join those activities when they come. So now, as we come to worship God, I want to remind you of some very familiar words that came from the mouth of Jesus. He was talking to his disciples with the crowds watching on. And as he came to the end of his great sermon, this is what he says: "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock." The psalmist says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation." Let's stand and let's praise God as we sing together our opening song, Cornerstone.
Trust the sweetest.
after raising our voices in song, let's now quieten ourselves as we speak to God in prayer. And we take the words of Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. God our Father, it is you who bring us together, who bring us together by your grace, who bring us into your care. And it's our desire that we would give you glory. We would give you praise and honor for who you are and for all that you have done. Because you are our Maker. You are our Protector. You are our Savior. Apart from you, we constantly feel buffeted and at times overwhelmed. Even the things that we once took for granted suddenly seem slippery and treacherous beneath our feet. And yet in your Son, Jesus Christ, we find solid ground. In Jesus Christ, we find ourselves not alone, but within your family. In and through Jesus Christ, you fill us with your Spirit, where we are invited to call you Father, invited to bring every care and concern and prayer before you. And God our Father, you know that as we continue to see conflict unfolding, another week going by, has anything got better? Things certainly seem fraught and difficult. And so we pray, crying out before you for the people of Ukraine and for the people of Russia, for their countries and their leaders. We pray for all those who are afraid, asking that your everlasting arms would hold them in this time of great fear. We pray for all those who have the power over life and death, that they will choose for all people life, and life in all its fullness. We pray for those who choose war, that they will remember that you direct us to turn our swords into plowshares and to seek for peace. And yet peace seems so far away. Lord, have mercy. And for us in our relative peace, make us no less dependent upon you. We so often struggle to know what's best or what's right. And so we ask that you would give us your wisdom. We feel our limits, whether in terms of understanding or energy, or the capacity to cope. We ask that you would give us your strength. We so quickly become anxious and begin to mistrust everything. Lord, give us your peace and hear us as we pray together as your family. The words that your Son has taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the cross and all that it means for us is absolutely central to our faith. I mean, we just listen to the songs that we sing, look at the symbols that we incorporate into our architecture and into our art. And for about 10 weeks or so, we've been reading through one of the key books in the Bible, the book of Romans. And yet, so far, the cross, for all its significance, has been very much in the background. But that is about to change. And Paul, as he writes his letter, he doesn't retell the story that we associate with the events of Holy Week and Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Jesus with his friends sharing the Last Supper, taking the wine and the bread, Judas betraying him, his disciples failing him and abandoning him, the crowd stirred up shouting, "Crucify Pilate," and his unjust verdict before washing his hands, and all the rest of what follows. Instead, what we find in Romans is an unpacking of what that story means, or better, what the cross has to say to us about God and about ourselves. And so this next song, very familiar, brings us to the point where we are confronted again with the reality of the cross and leads us in our response to it. So let's stand as we sing together, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross."
Thank you.
we continue our journey through Romans, and Julie is going to read to us the next passage that comes in Romans chapter 3, reading from verse 21.
So the readings from Romans chapter 3, from verse 21 to 26. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood, to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Amen.
Thanks, Julie. Let's pray once more before we look at these words together. God, our Father, it is our privilege to have the freedom to meet without fear for our safety, and to hear your word read, and to take time together to try and understand what it has to say to us. And we pray that you would be our teacher today, just as we pray for our children and young people in Blast and Creche, and for those who are joining our service from all sorts of different places, some stuck at home when they would rather be somewhere else. And we remember that as we meet, that we have brothers and sisters all over the world who are meeting on this day to hear your word and to praise your name. We think of our friends and partners in Luero, in Uganda, and all